That's an incredibly difficult question. I mean, it's one of these situations where you're dependent on the sources and what they say of his character. I mean, to some extent, of course, you can do it based on plausibility. I mean, he's clearly got to be an extraordinary figure in terms of his ability to motivate his men in order to have achieved what he did achieve. So you can argue it in those terms. But in terms of what you hear from your sources, really, you have kind of it's almost like a kind of Jekyll and Hyde-ish impression. On the one hand, he comes over as this virile figure, sometimes slightly dreamy, as in the image of him with his head inclined to one side and looking up to the heavens as if he was talking to Zeus, his father, and so on. So he often looks like that. He has this kind of lion-like mane of hair, which is all part of his image as well. He's always supposed to be modest, leading from the front. When he's offered water when they're all starving and thirsty as they're going through a desert, he's offered water and a helmet, and he pours it out rather than having it himself because he doesn't want to be ahead of his troops. It's always struck me that he ought to have given it to someone else rather than pouring it out into the desert sand. But anyway, but he's always, if you like, selflessly leading from the front. That's the image. But of course, this is an image that is what you would want to have. I mean, it's a kind of stereotyped image. On the other hand, he's then often portrayed as being a tyrannical figure who turns to the drink, becomes violent towards his companions, becomes increasingly paranoid and isolated. And there are plenty of little historical episodes that fit with that, occasions on which he reacts in a thin-skinned way to criticism. Callisthenes from his court, who criticizes him for proskynesis, for getting kind of what looked to Greeks like divine honors, ends up being pulled around in a kind of cage behind the army and then eventually being killed. So you don't come out well if you fall foul of Alexander, unquestionably. And that does seem to be a pattern that increases over time. Whether you can clearly say that he was one thing or the other, or went from one to the other, I'm not entirely sure. I mean, these are to some extent stereotyped images that get projected onto Alexander, which go back in history. I mean, these are the images that archaic Greek tyrants get given as well, either the kind of leader of their men, the great leader of their men, or the tyrannical figure. But I think there has to be some truth in some of it.